The charges named in the Fed's indictment include fraudulent expenditures like requesting reimbursement for nearly $140,000 of campaign travel. The DOJ also says Schock allegedly generated income for himself that cost the federal government more than $100,000. The 35-year-old Republican held a press conference in Peoria about an hour before the release of the indictment. Schock denies any wrongdoing.
For the past 19 months, the government has poked, prodded, and probed every aspect of my professional, political, and personal life.
Schock's defense team calls the charges a political ambush by the Justice Department. All counts in the indictment are felonies. The most serious, like wire fraud, carry penalties of up to 20 years in prison. Schock resigned in March 2015 after increased public scrutiny over his campaign spending. I'm Cass Harrington.